Thank you, Madam President. As this is our first statement, I'd like to congratulate you on your presidency, including for the Innovative Youth Contest, which underscores the importance of inspiring young people to advance humanitarian disarmament and promote a future free from the threat of cluster munitions. The Convention, a cornerstone of humanitarian disarmament, safeguards human security by addressing and preventing grave threats to people's rights to live free from the fear and indignity. MAG works as a partner to many state parties affected by cluster munitions, including Chad, Iraq, Laos, Lebanon and South Sudan, as well as affected states not yet party to the convention, such as Cambodia, Ukraine and Vietnam. MAG's dedicated staff witness firsthand the devastating and enduring impact of cluster munitions every day on the communities we serve, often including their own families and homes. In this challenging period for international norms and principles, the Convention's role is more vital than ever. The Convention serves, in its own capacity and as part of a larger normative regime, to safeguard human rights and international humanitarian law. The challenges posed by cluster munitions are multifaceted and require sustained focus and concrete action. This type of weapon is indiscriminate, both at the time of use and in its long-term impacts on civilians, who suffer the long-term effects of cluster munition remnants long after the end of active hostilities. Cluster munition contamination presents unique and long-lasting challenges, which often prolong effective countries' efforts to eliminate explosive ordnance. MAG is proud to be at the forefront of these clearance operations, continuously developing and refining techniques to expedite the safe removal of cluster munitions. We are working with partners to share our learning and best practice, including at an event this week to be held with Wifopopo, focusing on our work in Cambodia. Madam President, the CCM is a sophisticated instrument, which contains specific reference to risk reduction education. At a time where many countries and regions are shaken by conflict and crisis, including displacement induced by climate change, food security and drought, it is critical to remember the vital foundation of delivering risk education, especially when clearance is not possible. Risk reduction education helps people recognise and respond to the dangers posed by cluster munitions and other unexploded ordnance during conflicts or emergencies. Such education is crucial for displaced populations, including refugees and migrants, who may cross into contaminated areas, which are unfamiliar and contain unseen dangers. Finally, MAG adds our voice to the calls of states and other organisations for Lithuania to reconsider its decision to withdraw from the Convention. There is still time and opportunity for Lithuania to reverse its current direction and remain a state party within the CCM community. The Convention on Cluster Munitions stands with other rules and instruments that develop the law on means and methods of warfare, gradually expanding the protection of civilians during conflict and preventing threats to human life. The human cost of abandoning this treaty is immeasurable, as decades of hard-fought progress risk being undone, and future generations could face prolonged suffering. I thank you, Madam President.